The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Hey, everybody! Hey, it's me, Henry. It's Globally Local FM. I'm Henry. My name is Henry, and it's Globally Local FM. And I am Henry, and I welcome you to our show. It's Globally Local FM. My name is Henry. And today you're on a Globally Local FM.
Gluck 3000?
Excuse you. Absolutely excuse you. All right, anyway, Rudy, today you're also on a Globally Local FM. I'm going to introduce where we're going to be visiting today later because I want to jump right back into this Hinge story that I've been waiting for.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so I'm kind of there for all the wrong reasons because I was like, okay, I'm going to get on there to see what's out there. What are the fish in the sea? But I knew the ocean is polluted because I watched the, you know, callback, David Attenborough Oceans. I knew the ocean is polluted, but I was like, I still want to see the fish. And so a friend of mine made my profile. Honestly, she did a good job as far as I think of myself because I almost hate any picture that I'm in. I don't know why. I just think I look stupid in any picture that's taken of me, but she somehow found some pictures that I don't dislike that much, so she made a profile out of it. And then it was a good old story of how our dear friend, who's now in Singapore, once said, because I've been on Grindr, and I've been on, what was it? No, I haven't been on Bumble. That was another dating app that's name I can't remember, but I've been there before because of her initiative. And then her quote is, bro, after a week, I asked you to delete that app because you made me insecure how you talk about these men. Well, now, without them interacting ever, that friend who I was doing Hinge with right now, and she's also a lady, said exactly the same thing. Never hearing that quote before, so I'm starting to think that maybe I'm the problem. But then again, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You're going to hear what's the thing in the next episode.
Okay. So, okay, sure. Another cliffhanger. Thanks.
Yeah.
So, can I just ask a clarifying question? What she said is the way you talk about other people?
The way I judge people on Hinge, I'll be very specific. Well, the way I judge people on dating apps is making her insecure.
So in what way do you judge someone?
I say what I think. Sometimes it's like, oh, hello, Minecraft Steve. Sometimes it's like, you're too sweet for me. Sometimes it's like, okay, what are we going to do? Rub butts? Because we're both very much twinks and bottoms, probably. Then sometimes I'm like, this is the wrong app to see a dick pic on, you know?
Right. That's just when you're on WhatsApp.
But this is the mild friends version of it. What I'm doing is basically I look at, like, I give 5 seconds and then I skip. I've skipped maybe 500 guys and I talk with 3 of them. As in, like, I sent a like or whatever it is you do in Hinge.
Okay, and you don't think it's rich that you're that judgmental while at the same time not being able to set up your own profile?
I tell you why I think it's not that bad in the next episode, because I have a reason. I don't think it's that bad.
You fucking ass. Just tell me now. Like, this is going to be so disjointed for everybody that's not, like, recording these back to back.
Well, that's crazy.
Okay, so can you repeat what we're checking back in on next episode? Why you're so judgmental? Or why it's not that bad?
Yes.
Which one? Because I said 2 different things.
Both.
Okay. All right, people, say it with me now. We're checking back in on why he's so judgmental. And I forgot. You're going to have to call it back yourself, right?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Anyway, Rudy, as we alluded to last episode, I'm living by myself now. And I have a question for the wider audience, and that is, I was wanting to put a map up on my wall, but where do I find a good map?
Oh, you bring me to a question that I actually have, a genuine question. You now live in Australia. Do they actually have those cursed maps? Upside down world?
No, luckily not.
Okay. What's
what do you mean, upside down? Like an upside down map? Because it's
like from what we are used to in Europe, but upside down.
Why would we have that?
Because there was a map like that made for Australian high schools at some point. It's literally a meme. I'll show you. Wait. Everybody at home, look it up.
I literally went to school in Australia at some point, and I did. We had an Australia-centric map. That's true, but we didn't have an upside-down map because that makes no sense.
I'm gonna drag this into the. Can I not? Okay, I'll do the Reddit link, I guess.
Go on, Rady.
There you go. It's literally a map upside down. That's all
this
it is.
This is just an up. Yeah, but this is just an upside down map. Like, nobody looks at it like this.
Yeah, I know. But that's why I asked.
All right, well, I'm telling you.
Okay, for the world maps you have there, is Australia in the center? Like, center?
Yeah, like, if this map that you sent me, Rudy, if you turn that upside down so that it's right way up again, that's the map that you would have in the classrooms. It's just Australia in the center.
Yeah, well, I just was curious. I don't need to judge.
All right, well, Rudy, I'm judging.
Well, fuck off. We have to move on. We're 5 minutes in.
Yeah, we do have to move on. What? Because of me? Because you're fucking shit-ass cliffhanger. I had to remember everything and I forgot. We're calling back on why you're insecure.
Also, can I just say, I just hope that people know there's not going to be... All the articles are fucking milquetoast on this episode. Because Taman Raset looks like it doesn't even exist on Google Maps.
Yes. Okay, so I'll get into what it is. And I'll say milquetoast is being generous because my article is not even. So, people, we're visiting Taman Raset in Algeria. That is a city of about 100,000 people. It's kind of like one of the bigger cities in the Sahara. So it's like it was established as a town along the sub-Saharan trade routes. And it's supported by an oasis, which provides various fruits like figs and apricots, despite the conditions. It's South Algeria. It's basically in the middle of the Sahara. One of the crazier destinations that I think would be really interesting to visit. What about you, Rudy?
It's cool. I'm good.
Oh, it's hot, arguably.
Yeah, but I'm good. I'm staying right here in my club, oasis that I can turn on at any moment. I call it my shower.
You don't think it's interesting?
But it's basically an oasis.
You don't think it's a cool destination?
I think there are some cool destinations where you can go see the desert and then go back to a nice metropolitan city and take the next flight out. I don't have to go to Algerian desert.
But that's what makes this one so interesting, really, because you're right. You're in smack dab in the middle of it.
I don't want to be smack dab in the middle of it.
All right.
What do you want me to tell you? I am white as hell. I go out in a desert, okay. I come back a fossil. I come back a charcoal.
Put on sunscreen, sir.
I'm a lobster, ready to molt, or whatever they do, mold, whatever the word is.
I think molt was right.
Molt, yeah. I'm peeling off like an apple.
All right.
Wait, you don't peel apples. A banana.
You can't. What do you mean you don't peel apples? Yes, you can.
Who peels apples? Okay, now I'm going to find out about some psycho shit. Excuse me, who peels apples?
Like parents for kids? Have you never seen a peeled apple?
No, what is this weak shit? Eat it with a peel.
Yeah, I eat it with a peel. I'm just saying that, like, kids' apples typically have the peel peeled off.
What is this first world country?
Okay, Rudy, if you make an apple pie, do you think you're putting peeled or, like, non-peeled apples in there?
But I assume in apple pie you do bits, right? And then, of course, no peel then. Yeah, I assume. But that's a very, like...
Yeah,
I would say that an edge case scenario.
I would just say
eat raw apples with the peel on. You can cut them.
Yeah, if you eat a raw apple.
With the peel on.
If you eat a raw apple, you probably should be eating peel on.
How about you eat a banana raw with the peel on, huh?
I would rather not. That seems kind of...
And you eat it from the side. Not from one of the ends, but just in the middle of it.
You know, that makes me think, when you eat like a banana or a carrot, you know, where it has like this big center thing in the middle?
Yeah.
Like this big, right? When you bite into it from the side, it looks so just like off-settling, I guess. Unsettling. Would you agree?
That's just a power move. You look somebody in the eyes, you do that, they won't fuck with you.
But I also won't fuck with them. Anyway.
They don't know that. They don't have to know that.
Rudy, I'll start because I guess I'll start. Let's go
wait,
to the
news. Stay the jingle.
No fun allowed, Rudy, is what I've titled this one.
Okay.
It's not even news about Algeria directly, just sort of tangentially, but the EU bans Algerian bread spread from sale in the EU.
Wow. So Algerians out there walking with, for the lack of a better term, cake. Well, we call it bread. And no spread allowed? Crazy.
That's right. They're not allowed to spread that bread. The spread became known through TikTok, surprise, surprise, where it was described as good enough to die for. Which I think is not true about anything that you put on a toast. Thoughts?
Well, if you give me toast with a twink carve, so I don't know.
All right. You disagree then? So it's a chocolate hazelnut spread, but it is thought to resemble the taste of creamy peanut butter.
And worth dying for. What the fuck is wrong with you?
So that begs the question, what is in peanut butter? Except for peanuts, is my genuine question, because I do
know. Oh, maybe it's a metaphor, Henry, ready to die for. Many people have peanut butter allergy. They do die for it.
All right, fair enough.
What do you think of peanut butter?
I hate it.
Also, how do you milk a peanut to make butter out of it?
Gotta really squish it.
I guess. Yeah, I also hate it, by the way. I don't like peanut butter at all.
That's fucking it. I feel like you're the first person I've ever talked to that doesn't like peanut butter. I always get looked at like I'm some type of nutcase.
Nutcase, got it. But no, I don't get it. I don't even like peanut butters like as nuts. I just don't like them. I don't know why.
Oh. Well, I'll have to disagree with that because I do like just regular peanuts, but...
For some reason, I think of it as elephant food.
Do elephants eat peanuts?
Well, I've seen it in movies and like circus scenes and stuff like that.
Well, what nuts do you like, Rudy? And don't answer that because I already see how I set myself up there.
I like a good old cashew. I like a pistachio.
Okay.
I like pistachios. I hate walnuts. Don't like walnuts at all.
This is interesting so far because I like pistachio and cashews and I love walnuts.
I like, what are they called? Oh, I don't actually know the English word, I think, for that. Oh, maybe hazelnut? Is that the word?
Yeah.
The ones that squirrel usually eat in cartoons.
Yes.
Yeah, hazelnut.
The one that I said is
those.
In this spread.
Oh, I did not hear that.
That's okay, really.
Although you're the only person I'm listening to, I did not hear that.
This might be something for you then. Anyway, the product was banned from large-scale sale because it doesn't, like, Algeria doesn't meet the required standards for the EU for third world country dairy products. So they had to ban the imports. But the French Agricultural Ministry is investing a way to make it importable, I guess. And apparently it's a popular home product in Algeria, so we'll have to wait.
Good for them. All right. My next article, Hi Slayato Girl. I sent you a sticker to understand what that meme is on your WhatsApp.
All right.
Keep talking. I want you to describe what the sticker is.
It's Shrek with sunnies on, like those like kid sunnies that are like different like fading colors. It looks like kind of a speedy sunglass, if you know what I mean. And he's got Hi Slayato girl is the text written in front of me, and he's doing like the gay hand, but with pistol fingers for some reason.
It means I have slayed girl in Italian. Long story short, Henry, and we love to see it. Long live short kings. Italians have gone down to Algeria and sorted shit out. It's real. No longer can you deny me the fact. The counter, well, actually, I should give this the reasoning. So there is a sort of like native desert tribe around that region, right? They're just native people, indigenous. Right. And for the longest time, I guess it was just not a thing that they did. And then Italians came down, built an embassy, and in that embassy built a counter that will sort of, how do I say this? It's seeing the city and guided tours through the indigenous people's eyes. So they're encouraging that cultural heritage to propagate forward and be the tourism in that town. So the counter, which will be operational twice a week, will ensure the presence of Italian consular services in one of the regions furthest from the capital and will be mainly dedicated to satisfying the demand for services from the Tuareg business community, dedicated to the tourism sector and from the resident community. Also, I just noticed that the map I sent you with the Reddit link, the subreddit is called Map Porn. It kind of made me almost lose my track of sentence.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Yeah, you'll have to see it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I've never really put much thought to who counts as a native in Algeria. Like, who does count as a native?
Well, these are the people... Okay. I looked up pictures, right? I Googled Wikipedia. And I will be a white man talking about this, so I know how this sounds. But have you ever seen Mummy, like the with Brandon Fraser, the like 90s movies or whatever?
I have not, but I think it's funny that you started.
Whatever. Well, those people in the desert in those movies, like cloaked in black clothing and with like sabers around.
Right.
This looks exactly the same. These native people.
Okay. So you're saying they can be cast in Hollywood movies?
Sure. What I'm just saying is, like, that's the picture that I want to be painted in your head. It's like they are the natives, and I guess they were their first, like, nomadic tribes, and then I don't know what Algerian, like, where did they come from, the rest of them.
Right. All right.
Because nobody lived in a desert. It came later, found an oasis, right? Who lived in a desert? Nobody.
I mean, the whole idea of how the town was set up was that it was like a route that people were taking from Algeria down south. So it was kind of set up as like a checkpoint halfway because it was a place where you could actually live.
Yeah.
And it had utility to have a town there. / military base, I should say.
Oasis is such a weird concept to me. Like, just like, I don't know, from like fairy tales and cartoons and stuff, it's just like, I can't always imagine this as like, heavenly place. In reality, it's probably like a swamp in the middle of the desert, more like, I would imagine.
Yeah, I don't know. I the only thing I really know about them is, I guess, like the classic cartoon like thing where it's like an oasis, but then it's a Fata Morgana. That's basically all the exposure I had to it. I don't know.
I wonder how much biodiversity is there. Like, could you see a crocodile in an oasis? Because it can't go in. So how did it get there?
It arrived there and then it got stuck. Like, shit, I can never leave again. I guess you would get a super inbred crocodile, potentially. Okay, Rudy, do we want to go to the app then, after that one?
Well, I have one more which says the pussies are back.
That's good, go ahead.
A Saharan cheetah known as the Amayas has recently been spotted in the Ahaggar region of Taman Raset, according to a video documenting the continued presence of this endangered animal in the region. Blah, blah, blah. A citizen documented the rash sighting of this cheetah north of the Ahaggar National Cultural Park on April 12th in the area between blah, 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 blah. So basically, they saw a big kitty and they were like, yo, my boy is back.
That's pretty cool. I wonder what they hunt out there.
My logistical reasoning here is I think they would call anything endangered species. Because, listen, this cheetah is like, oh, humans, okay, I'm going to fuck off back into the desert. Who's going to go after it? Nobody. It's in the middle of the desert. They're like, okay, well, he's lost. Endangered.
Yeah.
Maybe our Aquarius, the next hill, there's like thousands of them, but they just I'm not going to go into the desert to check.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point as well. I wonder how like possible it is to keep sight of animals like that using satellite tracking.
Well, listen, no.
Just when they're sleeping.
If there's one thing we learned from Dubai, if you do aerial surveillance for water animals, then surely you do seafaring for desert animals.
It's just like a guy on a boat, like meditating, and then suddenly, like, 10 Sahara cheetahs.
Well, anyways, for Arad, I have to do a bit of precipice. There was somebody who reached out to me, living in Taman Raset, and he wants to be a new DJ.
Yeah.
So he wanted a shout out, and you know, we always down to, you know, shout out local business, local radio, and this side I was like, you know what, I don't have to do an ad. So
yeah, my favorite part is when people from my hyper specific destination, when they reach out to me before they even know that we're doing an episode there.
Say, people, before you hear that, I know that this is the lowest of low that we've gone, but at this point we must embrace it. Well, anyways, let's go on and listen to this DJ.
All right, sounds good.
Eat sand.
Pretty good. That's a pretty good sample. I reckon that one will be coming to the club near you soon.
I was dying for 5 minutes before I even got to that, because I was like, this will be the lowest. This was our editor's idea, and I think even he didn't understand how low effort I'll make it. You know what? Fuck it. Editor, Sid, I will send you the Audacity file as well. You just add whatever the hell you want to this to make it even crazier. Henry, have a dig at it as well. I'll put it on the drive. Guys, go ahead. Just.
I don't know what Oy. I would want to add to that, to be honest.
Oy.
Nothing like the eat sand beat drop. You know, that's when they'll go crazy in the beach clubs.
I love that. Pause the music. There's nothing. Me just turning into the mic. Eat sand.
Well, good to see that the local club scene in Taman Raset is has some upcoming talent. Rudy, in the meantime, let's close our eyes and picture this.
Yeah.
You stumble through the desert. It's hot. It's dry. You're just trying to find a way out. Suddenly, in the distance, you see a beautiful lake with palm trees surrounding it. Fresh, plump coconuts hanging from the top. As you approach, you see a person who looks exactly like your type, with a cocktail in hand, beckoning you over. You fight hard to make it to the lake, going from stumbling to sprinting towards it with open arms. As you arrive, you take a sip, when suddenly you snap back to reality, with a mouthful of sand. Was it really just an illusion? You continue your torturous trek. After passing over the crest of a hill, you suddenly see a large city in your sights. A city in this location? Yeah, right. I won't be fooled again. We're just going to continue onwards without stopping by another illusion. So if you want to visit a city in a location that can only be hallucinated, then maybe Taman Raset can be your next destination.
laughing about my own joke. It wasn't even my joke. Our editor was like, I was like, what the fuck do I do for this town? He was like, just say eat sand.
Well, it's good that we kind of synced up unknowingly, because I had eating sand in my little section.
Anyways, ladies and gents, it's time to go local. And let me tell you something. I don't get paid. So this shit, fuck all y'all for killing my yellow goo goo man. You like roads? Well, so do I, but not Google Maps and Taman Raset. You like shops? Well, so do I, but not Google Maps and Taman Raset. You like cars, people, plants, seeing life? Well, so do I, but not Google Maps and Taman Raset. So Taman Raset, it's fuck you forever, and I'm going back to the club.
Damn.
Do the beat drop.
Alright, ready? My local, I forget, business is first. I don't know how I already forget this again. I think it was. My recommendation is to go to the Sobirat Tuhami Amin supermarket to buy yourself a broom, because that sand is going to be hard to keep out of your pants, shoes, and everywhere.
Okay. This business actually is found on Google Maps, also found by our editor. I recommend my favorite type of business. Well, for now, temporarily closed, but the name's Rashid. Go on maps and check the business type. Boy.
Damn, we really evolved from advertising a man to going to a boy.
I wonder what's next on the episode.
All right, well, my radio recommendation is a pretty tough one, because I must have tuned in at the wrong time of day, because every radio station I checked was in the middle of a prayer. My recommendation is Radio Al-Bajja, because they were the only ones playing music. So give them
Rebels.
A crack.
Mine is Undefined Radio, because we do not conform to societal definitions down here. It's literally called Undefined Radio. I don't know. At least right. Google, that was that.
That works.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to our beat drop on episode 60, Taman Raset, Algeria. Brought to you by Tom of Huzzah Beat Drop. Go and check our colleague Colossal Pangu twitch.tv. He can just clip from that. And then, yeah, you can find me on Instagram at 000RUDYS000 throw 30s. We can find Henry on
Eating Sand in the Club Beat Drop.
Beat Drop. And yeah, thank you so much for just, you know, hanging with us. You can see us, well, hear us in the next episode in
Medina in Saudi Arabia.
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Medina, Saudi Arabia. See you there. Beat drop.